This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. After 30 years on the job, overseeing tremendous growth and ever-expanding cultural offerings, Ken Fisher will step away as president of the University Musical Society at the end of June. Fisher made the announcement a year ahead of his planned retirement to give UMS and its board a good amount of time to find the very best candidate to succeed him. The board has found its candidate now, and the news is public. Matthew Van Beesen will become only the seventh president of UMS since its inception in 1879 and will assume his duties officially on July 1st. Mr. Van Beesen right now is president of the New York Philharmonic and happens to be on the other end of the WEMU phone line. Thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to speak with you.
Is it going to be somewhat difficult to leave what many consider the cultural hub of the world in New York to come to Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Well, look, New York's an amazing place. I've had this unbelievable privilege to be the president here at the New York Philharmonic for 5 years. It would take an enormously interesting and fascinating place to draw me away from here, but I think I've found that. At UMS and at the University of Michigan, I've had this great opportunity since 2011 to really get to know Ken Fisher, the entire UMS team, the great people at the University of Michigan and Ann Arbor, and it just has felt like a really wonderful opportunity for me at this point in my career.
How integral was that working relationship with Ken Fisher and the UMS team in making a decision to leave New York and come to Michigan?
I think it was huge because, you know, anytime you're coming into a new organization, so often you don't know all that much about it. But in this case, these are wonderful people, and in some ways they felt like family members for the New York Philharmonic. I mean, there's a really, really close relationship between our two organizations. We have a wonderful multi-year partnership. So to know Ken and his team, to know board leadership and the people who are generous donors to UMS, and to know the leadership at the University of Michigan, all those things really just make me that much more excited about coming.
Can you draw some commonalities beyond the functions of the organizations themselves between the New York Philharmonic and the operations of UMS?
Well, first of all, I think both are organizations with an incredibly storied history. When you come to the New York Philharmonic, you're humbled a little bit about the fact that this orchestra has been in operation since the middle of the 19th century. But what's wonderful about UMS is that it didn't start that much later than the New York Philharmonic. And the fact that the New York Philharmonic started performing in Ann Arbor in 1916 and has come, I think, 18 performances since that time. So I actually feel like there's parallels between the organization in terms of how they both value their history, but also really think innovatively and think forward-looking. In terms of the way they operate, you know, what I would say is, while we're an orchestra, and so that's our primary focus, and UMS is a wonderful multidisciplinary organization, you know, we're both really looking to engage audiences. You know, young and old from all different backgrounds, and to do it through presenting, you know, really wonderful artistic products and great performances and really engaging experiences. So in some ways they're different, but in some ways they're very, very much the same.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We're talking with the next president of UMS. Matthew Van Beesen will leave his current job as president of the New York Philharmonic and begin his new job in Ann Arbor on July 1st. Now, in the 30 years that Ken Fisher has run the programming, it has expanded from purely classical into world music and every kind of art and entertainment. Is that something that you will value moving forward?
Absolutely. I mean, to see that evolution, even since I've known UMS, has been really terrific to watch. Ken and I have talked a lot about sort of the DNA of UMS in terms of its programming and how they came to really start thinking about theater and dance and jazz and chamber music in a more expansive way. What I love is how they weave such special things together throughout the course of a season. So in some ways, things that, you know, standing alone look wonderful, but woven together as a season really create this wonderful pastiche of programming throughout the year. So what I love about this, for me personally, is that I've been very, very centered around the orchestral world for my career. It now opens up a whole new world of programming, and so I'm going to be anxious to dive right into that with Michael Konjolka and the great programming team there at UMS.
With all of those programming options, obviously, UMS has gone global in a very serious way. In addition to serving as president of the New York Philharmonic, you have experience abroad. You served as managing director of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra in Australia. How does having that more worldly experience benefit you in the work you'll do here in Ann Arbor?
Well, it's an interesting time, I think, for all of us in that the word globalization has taken on new meanings and, I think, frankly, unintended meanings. But we as, you know, organizations who are promoting great music and promoting the performing arts, I think can really illustrate in a very powerful way how interconnected we are as a world. So, you know, my own personal career experience, you know, going to Australia was a wonderful It gave me an opportunity to look at North America and the U.S. kind of with fresh eyes when I came back. You know, here at the Philharmonic, we have a huge touring history, and we've developed a very intensive, amazing project in Shanghai, China. You know, we tour regularly, and the more I've been out in the world, the more struck I am by the similarities in terms of how we want and need to think about our art forms and how they connect with people. So I think UMS has, again, built this platform that really does sort of embrace the world. So it's about bringing the world to Ann Arbor, of course, but it's also about the relationship out to the rest of the world.
And is music and art actually the universal language that can bridge our divides?
I think it is. I think people, you know, without sounding a little bit cliche, but I think, you know, these are interesting times. I think people want and need culture and artistic experiences more than ever. And what I've found as I've worked all these years in the symphony orchestra world is that one thing that has remained the constant is that people really desire the opportunity to come and have a shared experience together, to hear great music, to see a great innovative dance troupe, to see theater, to see things that are powerful and that they can share them together. I think it's in our digital age, it's one of the things that gives me the most optimism is that people still want to come and be together as human beings to experience art.
Well, those that they are coming to see are musicians, they are performers, and that is a realm in which you operated prior to moving into administration and management. How does that experience inform you in how you run an organization like UMS?
I think, you know, my own background, I was professional French horn player for 8 years, and I share that history with Ken Fisher. I think it's part of the reason we bonded so early on, both being former horn players. I think in my work with an orchestra, but I think with other artists and other musicians, it helps me because I've sat in the chair and performed, and you know, as an artist and as a musician, you put yourself sometimes in vulnerable places, and I think it's important to be able to have that understanding for artists. And at the end of the day, we have to be about the art and the music and the actual art form itself first and foremost. It's about doing compelling things, presenting the highest, highest quality work, and presenting it in such a way for audiences that really it has the maximum kind of impact. But it all starts with the art form, and I think that, for me as a musician, is the thing that I still call upon from my musical training, which is that it always has to come back to the art itself.
Once again, we are talking with Matthew Van Biesen. He will serve as the 7th president of the University Musical Society, effective July 1st of this year, taking over after a 30-year run by Ken Fisher. Now, I know you've spent some time in Ann Arbor. What have your impressions been to this point?
You know, I've had this sort of running love affair with Ann Arbor and the university and UMS, you know, since setting foot. I came in 2011 as part of a national, or actually international, I should say, chief executives program, and we all convened 100 people at the Ross Business School, and I had some time to get to know Ann Arbor at that point. And with subsequent visits with the New York Philharmonic, and then developing this partnership, you know, it's just such a special place. I love the feel of the community. It has unbelievable cultural offerings. It has a great feel and and kind of atmosphere and environment. And when my wife Rosie and I came to visit together, this fall was the first time that we'd actually been able to be there together. You know, we just spent a day sort of driving around and really kind of getting to know Ann Arbor a little bit, and we couldn't have been more delighted. And I think we, at that point, we just sort of looked at each other and said, this is really exciting.
Well, when will Matthew and Rosie Van Beesen make their way to Ann Arbor?
Well, we're going to try to come for a visit this spring. So now that this news is public, it's a little bit easier for us to make plans. And we're going to be looking at our calendar immediately to figure out when we can come and make a visit. And then we're also going to be thinking about our move and transition to Ann Arbor in the next several months. And, of course, I'm going to be starting in July. So time is of the essence.
Well, we look forward to it. And as one of the media partners for UMS, we look forward to continuing a long and prosperous relationship.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do and for the chance to speak to you today.
Thank you, sir. That is Matthew Van Beesen, the next president of UMS and current president of the New York Philharmonic. On July 1st, he will take over for the retiring Ken Fisher, who spent the last 30 years as UMS president. For more information, you can check the WEMU Facebook page and our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.